Thank you very much again, Sophie. Now, a mixed bag as always for our last set of news items. The Victoria Cross of a Norfolk-born hero goes up for auction, and young dancers compete to perform with the English Youth Ballet. Then, as a contrast, we hear of the success of a Helsdon girl who slims down by 6 stone. First, however, will Mustard be making a return to Norwich?
Norwich residents are being asked to get behind a campaign to start a new chapter in the city's mustard-making history. Organisers of the campaign hope that the new brand, named Norwich Mustard, can fill the gap left by the departure of Coleman's from the factory it called home for more than a century. The initiative is being spearheaded by County Councillor Steve Morphew and entrepreneur Robert Ashton, who hope the city will show solidarity. It's putting a bit of Norwich back where it belongs. It's a statement of pride on behalf of the city, said Mr. Morphew. It's an attempt to create more jobs out of a well-established manufacturing process and a recognition that we have these skills here. A crowdfunding campaign is seeking to raise £6,000, which will then be match-funded to pay for a business plan, ahead of a share issue in the spring, which will allow people to own a part of the new cooperative.
A Victoria Cross and other awards won by one of the most extraordinary survivors of the First and Second World Wars are to go on auction later this month. Norwich-born Corporal Sidney Day, who won his VC in 1917, was one of only 2 men of the Suffolk Regiment ever to be awarded Britain's highest gallantry decoration. He later went to live in Portsmouth, where he narrowly escaped death in the 1941 Blitz. His Victoria Cross, the 3 campaign medals that he was awarded for the First World War, and 2 medals for the coronations of George VI and Elizabeth II, will be auctioned by Dix Noonan Webb, the international coins, medals and jewellery specialists, in London on February the 28th. They are being sold by order of his family, along with an emotive archive of material. This includes a cigarette case given to him by the parents of a young officer whose life he unsuccessfully tried to save, a leather compass case which stopped a bullet that could have killed him, and a government document compensating him for the destruction of his home and business by German bombers. The lot is expected to reach between £120,000 and £140,000. Mr. Day won his VC for heroics during the capture of a complex German trench system at Agincourt on August the 26th, 1917. His later plan to live a quiet life by opening a tea room in Portsmouth went awry when his business and home were destroyed by the Luftwaffe in the Second World War. After years of declining health, partly the result of his old wounds, he died on July the 17th, 1959, and is buried in Milton Cemetery, Portsmouth. A stone commemorating him in front of the Norwich War Memorial was dedicated on August the 26th, 2017, nearly 100 years after the deeds that won him the Victoria Cross.
About 100 young dancers have been competing for the chance to star in a special retelling of a classic fairy tale. Auditions for English Youth Ballet's production of Cinderella in Hollywood took place at Sprowston High School on Tuesday. Those that impressed in the auditions will be given the chance to work with professional principal dancers in the show, which will be performed 3 times at Norwich Theatre Royal from May the 25th to the 26th. Cinderella in Hollywood sees the well-known story set in the glamorous era of 1950s Hollywood, and Cinderella is a seamstress on a film set. Her fairy godmother is her late mother and a former 1930s movie star. Meanwhile, her wicked sisters are Hollywood starlets, competing with each other for starring film roles. The prince meets Cinderella at a press party, but at midnight she flees from the scene, and the only clue to her identity is the sparkly silver-pointed shoe she left behind.
A 19-year-old from Helsdon has lost more than 6 stone in just 9 months and rid herself of diabetes. Ebony Warnes joined the Mundy Helsdon Slimming World Group in April 2017 and after losing more than 6 stone has been named the group's Young Slimmer of the Year. Miss Warnes credits free food as the key to her weight loss success and is now urging others to get behind a month-long healthy eating food festival known as Free Food February. Other huge factors in her slimming success include becoming more active and receiving support from the group. She said, "I don't think I could have achieved everything I have without them. Life's completely different for me now, and I'm so grateful to Slimming World for that. I'm proud of myself too." Emma Vaughan, who runs the Helsden Slimming World group, added, "Ebony is a huge inspiration."
Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget that you have the magazine Let's Talk following on now, so do keep listening. When you have finished with the recording, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of our recording, we'll say goodbye from me, Chris, and
Pauline. Goodbye.